Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, angels? It's your girl, Adine Howard. Make sure you tune in to the Honey Lounge with Teddy Bear, Tuesday through Friday, 1 through 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Before we begin today's broadcast, I want to send out a very special thank you to the very talented Judith Hill. Thank you, my love. And family, be sure to purchase her new album, Golden Child, available on iTunes, Google Play. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this exceptional pianist, and my goodness, she is captivatingly beautiful with a capital B, Lord have mercy. New album, critically acclaimed album, Co-Evolve, with the new hit single from that album, Zephyr, topping the Billboard charts. It is my pleasure to welcome to the zone the super talented Kayla Waters. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us today. And congratulations on your new album.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
You have had an incredible 3 years. My goodness. I mean, yeah. At some point, has it become a little bit overwhelming? Because, I mean, the feedback has been incredibly positive and nonstop. So what has it done to you as far as your personal life, people you are in demand? What has it done to you? How do you feel about the success?
Yeah, well, you know, I broke out onto the scene last year with my first single, I Am, which was another number one hit. So, you know, my first single ever was number one on the charts, and I guess I'm into my second official year with music out, and so it's been really busy. And you know, with my first year in 2017, I was on some major jazz festivals at the Catalina Island Jazz Festival. I did Rehoboth Beach. I did the Baltimore County African American Cultural Festival, Derby City Jazz Festival. You know, and last year I, you know, came out with Co-Evolve, which is my best yet. And then, you know, it set me up for this year, and I've got almost at least 15 dates on the calendar as of January. And I can only imagine what else is going to happen as the year progresses. So it's been very busy, very busy. But I'm grateful. I'm definitely grateful for all the opportunities that are coming my way. And, you know, the best is yet to come.
Well, it definitely resonates through your music. And I must ask, I mean, music is in your blood. I'm a huge admirer of your father. Very, very talented, very talented. What I wanted to ask you, what are some of the things that he has talked to you or discussed with you about the ups and downs or the pitfalls in this industry?
Yeah.
You say, you know, this is what I want to do, but dad is like, these are the things that I need to make you aware of before you decide this is something that you want to do as a career.
Right. Right. Well, you know, growing up, I also have a twin sister, Kimberly, but, you know, when my dad, you know, he broke out in 89, and my sister and I, we were born in 90, so we've kind of grown with our dad, with
right.
his career. You know, he's you know, celebrating his 30th year in the industry this year. And, you know, we've seen him, you know, blossom from the ground up. And so, you know, not only has he shared things with us, but just watching his career, going to the concerts, you know, I would go to the sound checks and, you know, I'd be with him as he's signing CDs and talking to fans afterwards. So I learned a lot by observing, number one. I learned a lot by watching And, you know, I remember it was, I think in 2015, I had always been writing music. I've always had a love for writing. Even when I was in college, I was always writing music. It was my 25th birthday in 2015, and I said, Dad, you know, I'm ready to come out with my album. He's like, Kayla, I don't know if you're ready. I'm like, Dad, I'm ready. You know, I've watched you, you know, in the studio at home, how you produce, how you write, how you put songs together, how you perform, your stage presence. I've watched you through the years, and I really think that I'm ready to do this. And so 2016, I started, you know, sending him song ideas, and he's like, okay, well, I think you're ready now. And so, you know, we worked on my first project, and, you know, so one of the biggest things that he instilled in me is always giving it your best at your live shows. You know, a lot of people, they hear your records, but the deal breaker is when you come out and play live. Can you still carry over what people hear on your projects and even take it to another level at your live performance? And that's obviously something that he has mastered. I mean, his live performances are absolutely amazing, especially in this genre. You know, a lot of people think that smooth jazz is quote-unquote watered-down jazz, but my dad, he plays the real stuff. He plays, you know, all the licks from the real cats. You know, that's the era that he grew up in, and so, you know, I've learned from him. You know, when you hit that stage, it's all or nothing, 100%. You know, you got to be in the zone. And so, you know, he said that that's one of the biggest things that has sustained his career is how he comes out on stage, and it leaves people wanting more every time. So I've learned so much from him.
You know what? But I find so interesting about that, just listening to you, because I've had an opportunity to listen to the album, I say anywhere between 4 to 5 times. And the vibe that I get from the album is that it is a complete extension of who you are, not just as an artist, but as a person. I also know that you took a little time away from social media trying to gather yourself because you really wanted to go on a discovery as far as who is Kayla Waters.
Right.
So when you reemerge, who are you? How would you define yourself as an artist and as a person at this particular stage of your life and your career?
Well, I've got to say, you know, those 8 months last year really showed me who I was, and it was really more of a spiritual journey more than anything. You know, that's something that God instructed me to do. You know, he wanted to isolate me and, you know, not do what everybody else was doing, not get consumed by social media, but just to take some time away, learn about you, learn who you are, learn who I've called you to be, learn about what your purpose is so you can then apply that to your music. And so through those 8 months, I realized, I'm a lover of God, and one of my missions through my music is to spread his love, to spread his messages. And that's something that a lot of artists, you don't see a lot of people doing that. They're idolizing other things and people, but I idolize God. And so that in itself is who I am. I'm a representative of Christ. He's in my music. He's in my messages in a creative way. You know, my name, I took some time to research what my name means. The name Kayla means purity. And so I realized a lot of my destiny is linked to purity in all areas of my life. In order for, you know, me to write the music that I am supposed to write, I've got to be pure so I can continue to have this music flow through me. You know, my name also means keeper of the keys. And so I just really began to spend time learning about who I am, why I was created, and why that is so important for the music that I write. So I'm definitely a creative being, definitely sent here to spread the messages of love, God's love, through people, through my music.
Having that kind of strong spirituality, being grounded, how has that helped you as far as on the business side of dealing with the music industry? Mm-hmm. Because at times, when an artist is just left to their own devices, just to focus on music, it's a beautiful experience, very beautiful experience. Right. The creative process is on a whole nother level. But when the business aspect steps in, then you have to deal with a whole bunch of red tape, nonsense, and, as I like to say, uncontrollable madness. having that kind of spiritual foundation in your life, how has that enabled you just to kind of process and do what you need to do as an artist?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, definitely my spiritual foundation, you know, gives me the spirit of discernment that I need to navigate the business. You know, I'll know in my spirit whether I need to take on such opportunities or whether I need to wait a second before responding to something or wait for further instruction. So I've learned how to be patient. I've learned how to, you know, even present each opportunity before God before I even say yes or say no. You know, sometimes, you know, some opportunities aren't for me, and other times, you know, I'll get the green light and say, jump on this. So, you know, it's kind of just given me the binoculars, if you will, to have an inside scope on what each opportunity brings or what this person is talking about, what's the motive behind this. And, you know, so I've kind of got a inside scope on, you know, the things I should say yes to, the things I should say no to, when to be patient, when to speak, when to act, and when to move.
It can be very challenging, and also it actually tests your patience to actually kind of sit within oneself and say, I'm going to move when I know it's the right thing to do. Because a lot of times we have a tendency, we jump at the first opportunity, and a lot of times certain opportunities are not meant for us. And patience can be really, can be very, very challenging. Stepping back, as you had an opportunity to look at your body of work with the new album, of course, Co-Evolve, what are some of the things that you are most proud of about the finished album?
Well, I got to say my production skills have grown immensely with this album. My first album, I was still at the novice stages of what production is, how to, you know, lay a song down in the studio, you know, and my dad really helped me out a lot on my first record, and I sat back and I watched. I watched how he programmed the drums. I watched how he added in, you know, some different string lines, and I watched how he added in the bells and whistles to make a song colorful, and I didn't know how much I absorbed until I went to go back and, you know, start working on my new record. And, you know, my dad barely had to help me with this album because I learned that much. I mean, he was thoroughly impressed at my growth, and, you know, he still added his little bells and whistles. But the production, the drum programming, laying the bass lines, the concept of the songs, the structure of the songs, I really grew as a producer this year. And I think that is one of my largest accomplishments, knowing that Zephyr is on the radio, knowing that I've created that song at home on my own, started that song with three chords, then I continued to expand it. So just knowing I actually put the time in to make this project happen is really rewarding to me.
What I find so amazing and so refreshing, just conversing with you now, you're very laid back, matter of fact, direct. Now, the person that I have seen perform is a completely different entity. I have seen you sit in front of that piano with your eyes closed, and it seems that you have been transported to a completely different universe. Can you explain or give us a glimpse into Kayla Waters' live performances as far as where are you at that particular moment in time? Where does it take you to? What kind of euphoria are you feeling during your live performances?
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, every performance is different, but it's like something transcends when I set foot on the stage. You know, usually I'll feel a little nervous or, you know, excited, but it's like as soon as I step on the stage, as soon as the lights turn on, I'm in mode, I'm ready to go, and it's like all or nothing. This explosive passion comes out of me, and I want people to feel me. I want people to feel my music, and so, you know, a lot of times people ask me, do you fake your stage presence? I'm like, absolutely not. Like, that's that is a part of who I am, my music, my facial expressions, you know, it's actually in my blood because my dad is the exact same way when he pops on stage. But, you know, it's a euphoric experience, just listening to the band, listening to the vibrations, feeling the vibrations underneath me. It's just, there's nothing like it. And, you know, when I'm up there, a lot of people in the audience, they're often mesmerized because I'm so into what I'm doing. And so that just automatically pulls people in and draws them into the performance. And so, you know, every performance is different, but it's just a magical experience. It's really a spiritual experience in itself. I'm worshiping through the music that I'm playing, you know, and people can feel that. They can see that, and they're blessed by it.
When you have that kind of high, how long does it take you to come down from that after a performance?
Yeah, you know, after a performance, I usually have to take a couple of days off, you know, just break because, you know, just the preparation itself, you know, I like to operate with excellence, so I'll prepare, you know, I have rehearsals, I, you know, direct my shows, I arrange the shows and the breakdowns and the hits and everything. It's just a lot of planning, it's a lot of putting together, and so I often just have to take a mental break afterwards. You know, I probably won't touch the piano for, you know, maybe 3 days, and then I'll, you know, slowly work my way back in and, you know, see when the next show is and begin to plan for that. But I usually have to take a break because it takes up so much energy. You know, I tell people at my live shows that they're seeing me do piano aerobics because I'm really doing a 90-minute workout every time I perform.
Wow. But like I said, the times that I've seen you, and I've had an opportunity to see you perform live, and I've just sat there mesmerized the amount, not just the overall stage production, which is important, but to see you take it's one thing to create something in a studio. It's another to take it to another level in a live performance.
Yeah.
And to see you sit there, and I mean, you literally had your eyes closed. And I said, she's somewhere else. I said, Kayla's gone. She's there.
I'm physically there, but I'm somewhere else.
<You're> somewhere else.
Okay, I'm somewhere else.
She's gone. I said, she is gone to another solar system, and we're just here for the ride.
Yeah.
The textures, the different textures. And the sounds that you lay before us when you're playing live, it's incredible. The demand of being a perfectionist, because I can tell that you are a perfectionist and you're more critical of yourself more than anything else. How many songs were actually left off the album? It's 12 tracks, but how many didn't make it?
Well, you know, For that album and that concept, I had began writing for that album in 2017. And, you know, even before the concept came about, I had already been writing songs just, you know, more geared to God's love and songs of healing. And so I still have a couple of ideas, like voice memos and things on my phone of some songs I did, you know, put on the album, probably about 6 of those. But I will use them at some point, even if it's on another project, or, you know, maybe I'll come out with a worship project and those will go on there. But usually for each album, I write intentionally for the project. So, you know, I know a lot of producers and songwriters, they'll just, you know, write 40 or 50 songs and pick which ones they want to go on a project. But I write with intentionality. I, you know, come up with the concept and I know I want to write a song about this. I like to tell stories, so each song has a purpose. Each song has a special message that makes the album come into fruition. So when I work on the next project, I'm going to write a whole other slew of songs just for that project, you know?
Well, I cannot wait to see what you have in store for us for the rest of 2019. And the hit single that started it all, Zephyr, my Lord, when it hit the Billboard charts, it just took off through the roof. The amount of love and the positive feedback it has returned has been incredible. What are you most proud of with that particular single from the album?
Well, again, it represents the glory of God. And, you know, Zephyr was actually the last song that I wrote for the album. And I knew that I wanted a song to open up the album, something that sounded fresh, something different, something new. And, you know, the album Co-Evolve talks about the life of a plant. So I wanted that first song to set the scene. And so I thought of some different scenarios. I love nature. And I wanted to write a song about wind, but I didn't want to call it wind because, you know, I love creative words. So I began researching different words for wind or breeze. And I came across the word zephyr. And I was like, man, that's such a cool word. I love those type of words. So I named the song Zephyr, and even the chorus, I wanted the chorus to sound like the wind. So even the pattern of how the chorus sounds, I want people to feel the wind, to feel the breeze. Even the sounds used in that song all go into creating this imagery of a fresh wind, a fresh breeze. And so I'm proud of its progress. And, you know, a major blessing, it hit number one on my birthday, which is, I know that was God. I know that was him. I know it was him because it was sitting at number two for almost 3 weeks. I'm like, come on, God. I know. I was like, you're out there. You are not the end. You're not number two. You're number one. And then here we go, my birthday, November 19th, and it hit number one, and it stayed at number one for 4 weeks. So that alone was just a major blessing, and that to me just felt like God's stamp of approval on that project, on that single. And so that has to be my most biggest reward, I think.
Well, the listeners have spoken, so far be it from me to deprive them of some fantastic music. Let's get into it. One of the many wonderfully played singles on this new album, of course, Co-Evolve, from the simply talented Kayla Waters with Zephyr, in the zone of LOTO. Thank you. simply beautiful. From the incredibly talented Kayla Waters, of course, Zephyr, from highly critically acclaimed album, Co-Evolved, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, the album is available via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And remember to get all the latest updates. Let your fingers do the walking. Stop by Kayla's official website. That's at www.IamKaylaWaters.com. Same thing for Instagram, Twitter, and also, it has been an honor to have you on the show. And I want to let you know from my heart to yours, I want to thank you for blessing us with such spiritually grounding, smooth jazz. You are an incredible pianist. And in the words of the late, great Liberace, I wish my brother George was here. Lord have mercy.
Wow. Yes. Yes. One of my greatest influences, actually. Yes.
Liberace, yes. I mean, you are incredible. And when are you? We've had an opportunity to look over your schedule. I know you hit the road again back in February. When are you going to come down to Houston? We would love for you to come down to the studio and play for us. We really would.
I'm hoping I'll get there soon. I'm actually in Texas two times this year. I'm in Dallas and San Antonio, but I would love to get to Houston soon. I'm hoping I can get there.
I hope so. I really do. I have no problem coming to Dallas. If I have to get on a plane, train, automobile, or camel, I'll come to Dallas.
I'm hoping I'll be in Houston very soon.
Okay, no problem. Much continued success. Oh, and I must tell you, I love the album, but one of my favorite songs on the album, my goodness, Little Mustard Seed is just incredible. So I just wanted to throw that little caveat out there.
And thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes. And please give my regards to your father. Again, much continued success. Keep striving for greatness. And hey, the sky's the limit, my love.
Yes. Thank you so much, Teddy. I appreciate our time and much blessings to you. Hope to see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, my love. The very talented Kayla Waters here in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness, if you have not seen this lady perform live, it is something to behold. She is magic. Yes, Lord. 1:29 p.m. Central Standard Time here, vibing in the zone in beautiful downtown Houston. It's time to take a little quick two and two. Got to pay some bills, pay the cost to be the boss. But while I got you here, comfy and cozy, like Linus's blanket, let's get endorsed in some more Kayla Waters album, Co-Evolve with Little Mustard Seed, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Love me or hate me, however you choose to feel is quiet.
Keisha Jackson, If I Give You My All. Yes, Lord. Here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Want to send out a very special thank you once again to the very talented Kayla Waters. Thank you so much, my love. And family, be sure to purchase our new album, Co-Evolve, with the hit single, Zephyr. Yes, Lord. Available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. But you know, if you like to live like the Televier, you got to be a little bit more adventurous sometime, once in a while. You can get it at Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, tour information, make sure you stop by her official website at www.iamkaylawaters.com. So it is written, so it shall be done. And speaking of talented, won't you join the teddy bear, Mr. Rated Extraordinaire, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific, as we are joined by the very talented Tyler Dumont, as we have the pleasure in celebrating her new hit single, Don't Mean It, from her upcoming album, Nomadic Behavior. Yes, Lord, looking forward to that. And be sure to make sure you don't miss any of this. Hey, what do you need to do? Tell us, Teddy. Well, I'm here to give you that information. You can get you with us on iTunes and other social media websites. Of course, iTunes, you can purchase all the music, but makes it even better. When you don't have an opportunity to tune in and tune out and listen to us live, you can always listen to the entire interview, the entire broadcast via your app on your phone, meaning you can catch up with us on iHeartRadio, Spotify, what else, Podbean, TuneIn, we're everywhere. All you have to do is type in those lovely letters, L-O-T-L, The Zone, and we got you covered. Yeah, join the movement, the grassroots movement. What? Quality over quantity, substance. We want our music shaken, but never stirred. Lord have mercy. 1:42 p.m. Central Standard Time. Vibing here in the zone with some Sheena Player. For real, though? Yes, we are. I am for real. Here in the zone of LOTL.
But I gotta make sure you are the real dog, 'cause you know I got you, ooh, for real dog. But I gotta make sure you
Working together, now our moment has come. show our love. Girl, you deserve it, everything you've dreamed of.
About that time. I know. I'm going to miss you, but hey, tune in and tune out all the negativity. The Teddy Bear will be back tomorrow afternoon. Again, join us. Yeah. Remember, we're going to have the very talented Tyler Dumont on the show tomorrow. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 12 p.m. Pacific, as we have the pleasure of celebrating her new hit single, of course, Don't Mean It, from her upcoming album, Nomadic Behavior. Well, it's been a ride, a beautiful chocolate experience. I want to thank all the people for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity. I know sometimes the world can hand you a Jeffrey, and it's always best to stroke the furry walls. Lord have mercy. Much love to the new listeners and the ones that have been dedicated and followed us from the beginning. It's been a beautiful experience. In the meantime, I will see you on the other side. As in always, keep it soulful. Always here vibing in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord, mercy.
heart.